Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:06 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Doug, welcome to the show. It's cold outside. Snuggle up.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Nipples will trib.
I'm not going to be much good to you. It's so cold. My car said 4 degrees today on the way to work. Four. This is like one of the longest spells we've had where the temperature has been below freezing in several years.
Yeah, but Kyrie told the Celtics, or told the Cavs rather, what up last night, didn't he?
He did indeed, and Kevin Love probably would have come back in a game that was more competitive, but considering the way the Seas did some shipping, he decided to sit out the rest of the festivities. And we'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, as we'll be joined by Larry Bird.
I wonder if we could support a team here. We haven't really talked about that, have we?
855-282-8255. Would the NBA work in St. Louis?
There you go. I have a great, I would say absolutely yes, because I was at the great Applebee's last night.
Oh,
you know, whining,
I got to hear this.
Whining and dining with the gal. Yeah. You know, we like to go out.
I like when people brag.
Spice it up every now and then.
What'd you have, the riblets?
And we sat at the bar, almost got the spicy riblets. Didn't, I went with the surf and turf.
Wow, awesome. You are living large.
Woo, which is shrimp and
that
catfish,
baby. It was a nice 8-ouncer with some shrimp, and then we had
and
wings.
And the girlfriend paid.
Wings at that? No, actually, I got the tab.
Did you pick it up? Did you?
I picked up. Anyways, they were watching NBA on all the TVs. We're sitting at the bar.
Were you?
And there was a conversation between five or six gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Cox?
It was
Cox.
A mix of Cox. There was a Hispanic gentleman. There was a bunch of different races, ethnicities.
Applebee's is a melting pot.
Yeah, it always is. Yeah,
and they were talking NBA, and it lasted the whole time we ate. It was a fascinating conversation. I think the NBA would work. Based on the conversation at Applebee's, yeah.
Did they look like fellas who could afford $120 a ticket?
I would say three of them did. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the Pelicans are coming home.
That'll be fun.
This is where they belong.
Today on the program, looking forward to talking it over with Derek Gould. That's 8:30. And Kelly Chase. That's at 9:15. There really hasn't been anything going on. I don't know what's going on. I just know there hasn't been much going on. Doug, do you understand what I'm saying?
I
don't know what's going on.
I think Scott Boras is holding a gun to all the owners.
Saying
you're going to pay three times what you think this guy is worth.
I think I've decided that I am going to go down to spring training for February and March. Been going back and forth on this. I think I'm going to do that. I think I'm going to do this. This is kind of a high-risk play, but Anna Marie's parents will be able to come down for a couple weeks. My parents will be able to come down for a couple weeks. I'll do the show from down there. The Cat, you'll be down there for a couple of weeks. Doug, hopefully you'll be able to join for what I think will be the... the Cat, what do you think it is? The 13th year we do the show from down there? Because you were getting a new bathroom, I think, in 2007.
And what about Plowsy? Because the players always wait for him to ask
questions. Well, that's just, there's really kind of now at this point a relationship with Carlos Martinez that is...
important to Carlos.
Right. More so than the Plowhawk.
And I would feel bad if he, you know, had a little slump this year.
And you felt like you...
It kind of my fault, you know, that we didn't make the playoff for the third straight year. I would feel responsible.
The seeds are planted in spring training, Plowsy.
But the reason I bring it up is I'm going, okay, I guess I got to make a decision because our lease would begin on February 1st. And I'm going, wow, that's less than 4 weeks away. And then I think to myself, oh, hey, there are 9 of the top 10 free agents in Major League Baseball who haven't been signed, and we would be down at spring training in about a month, a little more than a month.
They're not going to be staying at the same place you are, though, so your place should still be available.
Well, no. They're unrelated, mutually exclusive. The point being, what in the hell is going on? What for real is going on? Like, usually at this point, everybody is signed. Like in 2008, I think it was, is when Loesch was a February signing. It's like, wow, I wonder what was going on there that he was out there and available. Here you have a bunch of guys, and it's just bizarro world.
Maybe it's a tell when you read about Hosmer looking for 7 years and $140 million. Maybe it's that sort of pricing. And I don't know if teams are close to ponying up that kind of... I was attacked on Twitter. Yes, not attacked, but I was disingenuous.
Somebody not like a Cardinal birthday?
The way you went after Hosmer on the show, they were podcasting like the Dickens. And I said, context. Let's have context. The report was out. Tim mentioned it. I had read it, and I was shocked to see that Hosmer already had one, possibly two suitors for a 7-year, $140 million contract, the Padres and also the Royals. We don't know if they're definitely in, but that's what the report said. There was interest, or they were. And I said, you know, I think that's too much and too long a contract for a guy like Hosmer. And I cited Bernie Miklas' column where he was comparing the two defensively, even though Hosmer has the gold gloves, and also production-wise, that maybe in turn, and I said, context, 7 years, $140 million for a guy, is he that much better than Carpenter at first base? Not necessarily. So, but he was saying how I was kind of ripping Hosmer. I just wouldn't do that. 7 years, 104, if I were the Cardinals, that's not the guy I would go all in on. That's all I was
not
saying.
Not at that price. I think that's what the whole problem is. I think the prices have just gone completely bat crap crazy, and most teams just aren't willing to say, okay, let's do it.
And the Cardinals have the money. The point is, even if you have the money, do you want to be settled to that contract? Is he that much better than what you already have at
a lot of texts coming in on the topic, 855-282-8255, although, Doug, it's a press conference Thursday, and that means we welcome the listeners to call in with their questions on the appliance discounters phone lines. Guys, I think the owners slash GMs have collectively decided that they're not going to pay Boris's outrageous prices anymore. That's Jim in Richmond Heights.
That's collusion, sir.
Which then leads to Abe Froman's text, which was a couple texts down. How long until you start hearing whispers of collusion?
Well, if you do, it wouldn't be fair. Just because one agent says, no, I want ridiculous prices for all my free agents, the owners don't have to say, okay, we'll pay, otherwise we're colluding.
No, there's a difference between independently coming to the assessment that that's too much for whatever the player is, and having some sort of meeting or communication where, as a group, they're not going to jump in, which I don't think that is the case. I do think at some point the ice will crack on this, and someone's going to go in on JD Martinez or something like that.
And isn't that like a lock that it's the Sox?
That's what I thought. I thought it'd be done by
him.
There's talk that Arizona might bring him back.
And then out of nowhere, like you were making reference to Hosmer, out of nowhere, I mean, I thought the Royals were just kind of like in a rebuild mode, and now they're in the mix with the Padres. So things were on hold for the Padres and Royals. The hell?
But what's shocking is that if these two reports are right, that the offer's on the table, and he hasn't accepted one of them yet? I mean, 7 years, $20 million a year, and we'll wait, we'll get better.
But to me,
he hasn't accepted one yet.
And you don't know what's real and what's
smoke. That's what I said, if they're real.
If you're Hosmer, I think he enjoys playing with the Royals, and they're figuring out a way to backload the contract where they can upgrade the team short term and pay a dear price later in the contract. Maybe he's waiting for that to be worked out.
Guys, it's the luxury tax. No teams want to break it over players that aren't very good. That's from the 217. That's up Springfield way, Peoria way, Canton way,
Nurse way.
217 is Lincoln, Bloomington, that Lincoln, Bloomington, Normal area.
Doug?
Do you believe?
Okay.
And I actually think Hosmer is worth the money. Maybe not 7, but 6 years. I mean, Hayward was only a year and a half younger than Hosmer, and Cardinals were willing to offer 7 years to Hayward.
But it was a
Hayward.
Horrible contract.
It was, but the Cardinals were still willing to offer that to Hayward.
I don't think it's that egregious
for Hosmer to want that.
The Cardinals had an outfielder Parrish, and they needed an outfielder.
Different situation, different position. I get it. But I'm just saying, I think $20 million for a guy that hit 300, 25, and 90, I think right now is... That's fair market value. I don't know what's so crazy about the number. Maybe not a fit for the Cardinals.
Here's why. Because if you believe that Matt Carpenter will have a better year this year, and he's at first base, won't he give you 20 to 25 and close to 90 RBIs?
Oh, I agree. If I'm the Cardinals, I wouldn't sign him.
Why would you go 7 years and a... You know, I'm not trying to say that Carpenter is better than... That's not even the argument. The point is they're close enough where... You don't need to extend an offer like that for that guy at this time, in my opinion.
I just never heard so much hate for a 28-year-old who hit 300, 25, and 90 with potential. Maybe not the best defensive first baseman, I get it. But I mean, From what I hear, people are acting like he's trash. I mean, this is a good player and deserves $20 million a year. I mean, if Mike Leake got $18 million a year to pitch, I know it's different, again, different position, he deserves $20 million to hit 25, 30 bombs a year.
But all the contracts you're mentioning is the reason why people aren't giving that kind of money to players like that, because they don't make sense. The players aren't good enough. They're not enough of a difference-making player. Hosmer, I think, is a whole lot better than Mike Leake. Obviously more valuable, I think, than Mike Leake. But I think a lot of teams are just have hit the wall where they're saying, you know, we're not going to do it.
So, well, either way, something is different in 2017-18's offseason. This is just not, I mean, Doug, the winter warm-up is fast approaching. We'll be in line to get autographs here. And
who are you going to pay the most for this year?
God, I don't know. I guess Stubby Clapp, because he had a hell of a year at Memphis.
You know what the move is?
He's free, too, by the way, I think.
Perfect.
The move is to get Kyle McClellan pays $5 if you take his autograph. So I get in line over and over again. I walk out of there with about $120.
Make a little cash. Just have him sign everything. Yeah. You know, that would make sense.
Doug, did you see on the fan page this morning?
No.
I haven't looked at it.
No.
So I wake up this morning, and my laptop tells me that I'm running low on storage, and I've been downloading Where the Boys Art off of Pornhub, and I guess I've kind of run out of space. So then it said,
"That's a lot of megabytes."
That's a movie.
It was a series. Mm-hmm. You kind of show a lack of show prep if you don't.
Okay.
So it says, I mean, billions and billions, or just hundreds of pictures. And back in the day when I would write on InsideSTL.com, I would just store the pictures. And so they're all back there from going back to when I started the site in 2005. And so I started deleting, because a bunch of them were just like images of like file photos. I mean, we would have Adam Timmerman on the show, for example, and then I have like 8 Adam Timmerman pictures. Love Adam Timmerman. Not necessary to have the pictures saved on my laptop anymore. So the cat, as I'm going through these, also I have pictures from the very beginning of what really at this point now is considered to be the greatest radio show in St. Louis history. Doug, did you know that it is considered to be the greatest radio show in St. Louis history?
There's a buzz.
Bob Burns, Bob Bregg, Sports Open Line.
What? No.
Oh, they had a heck of a show.
So the cat, this to me, at least on my file, is the oldest photo. I posted on the fan page. Maybe I'll just do this on a regular basis. The TMA Vault, even though this is the morning grind, the earliest photo I have of the program. And look at it. For those of you on the fan page, it's the TMA fan page. If you haven't joined, answer the question so we know you're legitimate if you want to join. Look at that. I mean, I probably am. I think I'm like 27. Martin is probably in his 30s.
And I still look old.
And there is Jen Pickett, who was our entertainment reporter for a couple of years. She wasn't there at the beginning, but she was there for a couple of years, like 05, 07 maybe. Mm-hmm. Plowhawk 05, 07, you would have been 20, or you would have been 15?
Yeah, just started getting high, Tim.
Perfect.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
What studio was that? I can't remember. Was it in the state of Missouri?
I think it looks like we're doing a remote. Look at the laptop in the foreground. It looks like it could like launch a spaceship now. It's a monster. No Producer Joe images, but as I was going through these and just deleting, like I said, a bunch of file photos, I saved a bunch of the old Morning Grind, Morning After pictures. And there are a lot of Producer Joe pictures. Perhaps tomorrow or next week, however often I release these things, there's a trip that Producer Joe took to the mall with Jim Edmonds.
In Florida.
Yes.
I remember that. Correct.
What were they shopping for?
In hindsight, I have no idea.
They were just browsing two little browsers.
Okay.
Two little browsers.
And posing with products. And I look at the picture, I go, what in the hell are we doing? And more importantly, really, what was Edmonds doing with us? But that's what we did.
Well, he was still playing at the
right. Mm-hmm. Right. I really don't know what was going on. All I know
he
is
he wanted
I
to go to dinner and go. So we went to dinner.
We did.
And I was like, no offense, I'm not even reaching for my wallet on this one.
No, that was me. You and Martin did reach for your wallets.
No, I pretended to.
Right.
$18 million
exactly,
a year.
Exactly.
By the way, Mr. Edmonds, who was a wonderful teammate on Fox Sports Midwest, love the guy. But of course, when he and I were flying back to St. Louis to do studio from a road trip, and we needed to get a town car to go to the airport because you can't trust cabs or Uber, you know, that close after a game. You got to have the car sitting there if you're tight with your flight time.
And it has to be a Lincoln Town Car?
That's correct.
Well, because you can't, a cab's not going to wait for you, okay?
And but to it has get, to specifically has to be a Lincoln Town Car.
Well, it has to, and that's the only thing you can get is you can't rent a Nova. You know what I mean? It has to be like
they
a
don't
town
make those.
Car. But seriously, that's what you have to do. You can't wait and hit up Uber after a game because to get into a stadium where it's, you got to have a car waiting for you, and you have to, unfortunately, you have to get a town car because you can't get like someone with a Nova to sit there for you know,
well,
an hour.
There's a happy medium between a Nova that hadn't been made in 30 years.
You
and
do
a Lincoln
it. You
town
do it
car.
Through the clubhouse guy. They get a car for you. My point is
right.
I paid for that, and there was never an offer made by Mr. $100 million made.
Wow, it sounds like you're airing a grievance.
Yes, I aired that grievance. It's okay. It's fine. I'm not rattled by that. But we made it. That's the whole thing. We made it back, and we're
looks
able to,
like we made
you
it.
You both sit in the back seat.
Mm-hmm. It's a town car.
Yeah. That's gay. Somebody sit in the front seat with the driver.
You think that's gay? That's what homosexuals do.
Well, you don't both sit in the back seat. Somebody in the front. Keep the guy company.
That's really what you're concerned, the driver?
I take a cab, I haven't taken one in a long time, but I sit in the front seat.
Do you?
I'm going to sit back there, act like this guy's chauffeuring me.
I have a feeling that the cabbie would rather you sit in the back.
I don't think so.
Huh,
makes him feel special. Like he doesn't consider me just some chauffeur. He's up here hanging out with me.
Crazy, because I want to know who out of you.
Yes, I'm sure you make the cab driver feel special by asking him to remove the Snickers bar wrapper and bottle of water in the passenger seat that he put there so guys like you don't sit next to him.
I disagree. I think they'd rather you sit up in front like a normal person.
Hello, neighbor.
Not like home James.
Doug guy once made love to a Latin prince in the back of a town car and his taint smelled like salami?
That's quite a memory.
Should not have known. I sit next to the owner every day at Saratoga. His box is next to mine, Chester Broman. Mr. and Mrs. Broman, lovely people. They have a lot of horses. That's one of their horses.
So that was not one of the images that I have saved of Mae Young's newborn hand making love to a Latin prince. But I do have others. And somebody just texted in. Boy, they're coming in. And you know what they're doing? They're coming in. They're fast and they're furious. And I got to... the best show you guys have ever done, and boy, it's really hard to choose from when there's so many options, but the best show you guys have ever done was when Kachuk and Edmonds co-hosted Buck Swope Should Do a Sode. That's also from the 217. Signal must be coming in loud and clear and blooming to normal this morning.
I guess that's more Springfield. I was mistaken on that.
The Capitol. But... I don't know if they co-hosted, but one of the series of images that I saw going back to 2006 was when we did the show from Edmonds' house on opening day.
That was always a tradition.
We did that a couple of years, and Joe Buck came by, and of course Jim was there since it was his home, and Kachuk called in. I think they lived close to each other, if I'm not mistaken, and producer Joe was there along with Jen and Martin and the cat, and we did the show. And we look young and spry, full of hope and dreams.
And I'm trying to give the bunny ears to a Kilcoin in that photo.
I believe so.
You guys, I'm a hoot.
You guys probably all lived close together, didn't you? All have mansions right there by Edmonds and Kachuk and Joe Buck.
I have a number of properties off Spady.
Do you?
Right. Number of them.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't just have one.
Right. I like to diversify my homes.
Yeah.
Get in the back seat, weirdo. That's from the 618.
I disagree with you that the cabbie feels special if you sit up there with him. And if you're in a town car, that's the whole point, is you sit in the back. I don't think they want you to sit up there in their personal space. Get in the back seat.
I just feel weird when I do that. ESPN sent a limo to pick me up. When I went up for my interview, I sat in the front seat with the driver.
Okay, and I'm sure that made him feel weird.
I just asked him. I said, do you mind if I sit in front? He goes, no.
No, no, have a problem. Seat there. A little more leg room, maybe.
I'm no celebrity when I'm going to sit back there and stretch out.
I got news for you. Just because you're in a limo doesn't mean you're a celebrity. It doesn't mean you're wealthy. It just means you have a limo. A lot of people have been in limos, even people that aren't one percenters.
I don't think that was my point. My point was that I sat in the front seat because
well, you said it was a celebrity. You're not a celebrity.
Well, that's what
most people, I would say, and I'm no expert on this, but of all the people who have taken limos, a very, very small, small percentage are actually celebrities.
Hmm. All right. I'm not wealthy, but I'm going to sit in the front seat.
Doug?
I don't know where to sit now. I never have a...
I'm sure the text line will have a few suggestions.
Yeah, actually, I think it'll be one suggestion for a number of people. That's my handicap.
I don't know.
Guys, Kachuk kept telling the non-gay to show him his hands to make sure he wasn't pleasuring producer Joe. That's also from the 217.
I don't
what
remember
is going
that.
On?
Why would that come up? Why in the world would they have that conversation?
Kiki Shepherd was on at Showtime at the Apollo. And she would come out and introduce the guests.
You're not getting a lot of support on the text line, Iggy, about sitting up front.
Shock.
You sit in the front seat because you're a friggin' creep, dude.
That's Ray King.
Why is that
Taco
creepy?
Taco Bell.
Explain to me how that's creepy.
Ray King who has to call in. Creepy. He'll call in. He's in the Taco Bell drive-thru right now as we speak. Everything Iggy has ever done has either been creepy or weird. Why would riding in a taxi in the front seat be any different for this nerd? That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
Oh, and there's a suggestion from Fred in the poor part of the nail for Doug.
Yeah, Doug, you have now an offer to sit somewhere from Fred.
That's unfortunate.
Show the rare photo of the cat actually reaching for his wallet. That is from Big Al. You feel like that's anti-Semitic? I mean, it's Big Al.
I love Big Al. Yeah, so that was a little hurtful. Yeah, that was a little hurtful.
So, anyway, I guess over the next, who knows? I don't know how many pictures I have. I was just deleting because I just had hopefully I cleared out enough space. I have no idea. And then I'm like, God, yeah, there's no reason. And then old girl next door contest photos, Doug.
Yeah.
I mean, holy moly.
Have you got some?
Yeah. Holy moly.
What are you going to do with them?
I'll post them on the fan page.
Okay.
TMA Vault. Plowhawk, you're going to learn a lot about this show. You are now part of the fabric.
Yeah, I still need to go back and podcast like the Dickens on some of those old shows.
Yeah, you don't really
the whole
need
shows
to.
Are still
you
up
don't really
there.
Need to.
Well,
I think producer Joe has like CDs of old shows. And, like when Buck Swope does his Swope's picks, he contacts producer Joe to get CDs. I think that's what goes on.
You know what I was thinking about? Can we get that old drop from Ted Danson saying, oh, that's an awkward conversation? That's one of my favorite.
I wonder if that's it's either D Bear, producer Joe, or Buck Swope would have it.
That's one of my favorite drops of all time. Oh, that's an awkward conversation. Because, you know, he's made a bit of a comeback now with those vodka commercials he does, which are pretty funny.
He's been on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He had Becker. Now, to me, I didn't think Becker was nearly as successful as
pretty
Cheers.
Popular
but
show.
It was a pretty popular show, and I didn't realize that. And, yeah, the vodka commercials are odd, but he was in this most recent season of Curb Your Enthusiasm as well.
He's great.
Doug, he's going out with Larry's ex-wife.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ted Danson's probably 70 by now, isn't he?
God, I think that's a nice play. I'll make a play at 68. I'm going to just try and be in specific. Plot. I'm going to look that up.
He's been around.
Yeah, you want to go over or under?
I think I'm going to go under in 67.
I think he's a little older than that.
Plowhawk has the information, and it is.
Oh, sorry. I was actually looking at the Ted Danson. I think I'm actually being able to find
the drop.
Well, I see Friday show audio. Boy, no,
this was about 12 years ago, I think.
No, it says, boy, this is pretty awkward. It's from March 8th of 2013.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't believe that's it.
Yeah, we were at, I guess that was right around the man and woman press conference, but this took place like right around the time the cat was in the bathroom. I think they were doing the painting on your new bathroom.
It was probably because of that question. Look, I'm a journalist, and I want to know what the deal with Ted and Whoopi was all about. It seemed like they were incongruous.
Incongruous.
Don't say incongruous. They were really an item, those two?
Yeah.
They were.
And he was on the show, so I got to ask about it. Just like I wasn't afraid to ask Lou Diamond Phillips how much he was worth.
Yeah. That was also an awkward conversation.
And then you had
how
Horshack.
How much are you worth?
You asked Horshack when he was going to die, and Horshack said, any day now, and he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He delivered.
Later that afternoon, perhaps.
Hi, hey, Doug, could you talk about Alvin Mack's post on the fan page? Beautiful thing going down.
I'm not looking at the fan page.
Okay.
Ted Danson is 70.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're only off by two.
I just wouldn't have thought that. Cheers went off the air, Doug. What year? 93?
I don't know what year it went off
the air. I'm going to go 93. I don't know if Plowhawk, could you get, I can't. Do you have?
Let's stop the show to get that information.
When we stopped it to get Ted Danson's age.
Yeah, 70. I'll be darned. Danson, never have known by looking at him.
The Danson was a great villain on Damages and has a hit show on NBC.
What show is he on now?
The Good Place.
Huh. God, I am just out of the loop on network television.
Well, you can't possibly watch it all. There's so much on. I've got like 1,000 channels.
I haven't enjoyed a sitcom since Good Times went off the air.
Season 11, episode 28, One for the Road, part 3, May 20th, 1993.
God, I just ship things.
Just not your locks.
Right. That's correct, 33%. Guys, could you please post Girl Next Door pics of the tall blonde with short blonde hair? That comes from Bend Over Grover.
Tall blonde with short blonde hair.
Boy, can someone remember a specific Girl
God
Next
almighty.
Door?
God almighty. I mean, we did it for 6 years, every week, which means you're talking about 312. Doug, is my math right?
I do remember the girl who came in here with the dinosaur tattoos on her
body.
That
is correct. And that was now when people picture tattoos, they picture usually, and I'm talking usually in the high 90 percentile, you know, some vivid attempts at least, or oftentimes quality artwork conducted. These were simply just outlines of dinosaurs that would kind of look like something you would design if you were going to make jello molds of dinosaurs.
Or cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make some dinosaur cookies.
Is she the one that had, one of them had a Pontiac logo, which I, a tattoo, yeah. which I
you
thought
know
was
what?
Weird.
I thought that was going to be one of your obscure Talia Shire-like references, but unfortunately, it was accurate. There was a girl with a Pontiac,
And then the automaker went out of business. And then it went out of business.
Who has a Pontiac logo? Like, I could even understand a Chevy, maybe. It's iconic. A Pontiac. What, did you have a Sunbird that you loved?
Yeah.
This one, tall blonde, short hair. Like, people are texting in like they remember.
I guess. Maybe we need to bring this back.
I just thought some of those
Plowhawk, would you like to run the contest? Because I didn't like to do it.
They were unfortunate.
When I was, you know, in my 20s without a child, much less in my 40s with a child.
And then you'd have we'd have the live events and inevitably, a couple wouldn't show up because grandma died.
That happened, unfortunately, monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about a couple of grandparents at the time.
Grandparents were floating down the Mississippi River like cordwood.
And didn't that kind of coincide with the internet, like, taking off and people being mean on social media? Didn't some of them get bruised because people made fun of them on the internet?
Yes, that also was another element of the competition that made it so delightful. But Doug,
sounds like something that ought to be brought back.
But if the people want it back to the point that they're asking for pictures of a specific tall blonde with short hair, then maybe we need to bring back that hole. How about that hole?
Can you get a picture of that one that Tim thought was really funny and laughed at everything they said? That's a way of getting every picture posted.
There were some good looking ones. And went on to great success. Some of them became part of the fan show on Channel 11. They would bring the guests down off the steps. And
how many became part of the fan show? Because it seemed like a lot of them.
Two.
Okay. Two, really?
Yeah. I can't think of their names. But
I can't.
Two.
I honestly can't think of. I can think of one. I can't think of two. Doug, was it the tall blonde with short hair?
You know what? I can't think of any of them.
Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Mm. And didn't we have like a seemingly endless audition process for entertainment reporters?
Well,
like,
we do that every other year. We do it every other year.
And they would come in with news that was like 4 days old.
Tough but fair.
Okay, I just sat up in my bed.
Well, there's not always a lot of entertainment news that happened like yesterday.
No, but some of it was like really old to the point where it was a thing on the show. because they would like read it like it was a, hey, did you hear about, yeah, that was last week. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not saying it's the easiest job in the world.
No, I wouldn't think it is.
But some of it was very old, and they took some heat for it, as I recall.
Well, everybody takes heat for whatever we do here. There's nothing you can do to please people.
You don't get much heat. People love you.
You read that text line. You see what they're saying.
Well, they're attracted to you, and they don't know how to express it in a civil way.
No, they're not attracted. They're just ex-prisoners.
Boy, Ray King wants people to think the Taco Bell is on fire.
Yeah, he is texting that. Doug, is Taco
Bell on
fire? I mean,
it's all caps.
Which Taco Bell? Is there one particular
franchise?
I think
he goes to the one on Hampton. I think.
It's on fire. I saw the Clinton home was on fire yesterday. See that?
Yes, they were not home, as I read.
You think that house in Chappaqua?
Yeah.
House caught on fire. I wonder what they were burning.
I just wanted to get out of the way and let you get to what you wanted to get
Probably some records are burned.
You think that's where the emails were being stored? The
investigation's getting close. We better have an accidental fire here somewhere.
Tim, the move is to have Iggy host the contest. That guy is creepy on the phone, so in person it'll be off the charts. Thanks, Justin in Columbia.
Oh, he struck.
Yeah, he did decide to strike. If he strikes, it's usually right around 7:35. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. And I like it. I think if Justin in Columbia wanted to, he could win the email of the day competition damn near any day he wants. And
he's
I have a great deal of respect for Misty Plops. I have a great deal of respect for Tunnels 12,000, as I know Doug does.
What about Bill Pullman?
No, I don't.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech is coming on so strong. Cucky, when he wants to perform, champion. But Justin in Columbia, when he strikes, I don't know if anybody's better.
He's very efficient. He doesn't strike all the time.
And maybe he's so good because he picks his spots.
Mm.
I think he's the Yadier Molina when you think of him as a Hall of Fame type caliber candidate for the show.
Yeah.
You obviously know the talent is there. And he has had moments of just consistently ripping people and their gold. However, he doesn't have that, you know, that longevity, that consistency that, you know, the greats do have.
Yadi is known for playing more than other catchers. Yadi's known for being a guy who's in there all the time. So you're talking about consistency.
I'm comparing their tweeners in each of their respective Hall of Fames. I love Justin in Columbia, but would he be a first ballot guy? And I think that's similar to what Yadi.
Would he be on your first ballot?
I don't know. We're talking first class of listener Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking. I don't know.
The fearsome foursome?
We're going to put it
in four. Is it four? Is that
four? Rushmore. The inaugural class. They're going to need gold.
Well, Dotem's Babe Ruth.
No, Dotem shouldn't get in. Dotem can't get in. He's been suspended indefinitely. It's like putting Pete Rose in the first class of the Hall of Fame.
That's a serious charge.
Wow.
God, I think Justin in Columbia is in.
I think so, too. If I had to vote, he'd be in, yeah.
Hmm. There's not a more efficient and effective texter
also
email.
Also with tenure. I mean, he goes back a decade, I think. And you got to respect that.
Well, somebody get to Goodwill. Try to find him a gold sport coat.
Just make sure you keep the tag on it. Never mind. It might have been some loser over at McDonald's. Thanks, Ray King. Doug, that's an update on the brush fire at Taco Bell.
Oh, so McDonald's now is on fire,
right?
Not Taco Bell.
Justin in Columbia's first ballot all day. Thanks. That's from the 314.
Well, he used to go after Ibon quite a bit.
He did. The International Brotherhood of Nitwits. The International Brotherhood.
Is that still a union?
I feel like it is.
I think it is. Quietly pulling strings somewhere.
Yeah.
One of them's a lawyer now.
That's right. Producer Joe and I, we speak weekly now for Picking and Groaning. And for the first time in 6 years of doing our picks, I mean, it's been the Hot Shots picks of the week. It's been the Maggie O'Brien's picks of the week. It's been the Friendlies picks of the week. I won every year, and I think I have officially been mathematically eliminated. God, yeah, I think I have. I mean, he's 65 and 58. I'm 57 and 66. Just awful. Awful. 65 and 58 is pretty damn good, too.
Yeah.
That's 53%. And then, so that's Picking and Groaning. That'll be tomorrow. The Cat Chat yesterday had Brad Thompson. I have not listened to it yet, but I hear tell it's pretty good. So I'm looking forward to listening to that.
Great.
And then today we have questions from the audience, Doug. And that's where the Plowboy Iggy and I take questions from the audience. And I think one of the questions this week was, what is the craziest night we've each experienced, and I think every answer involved group sex from all three of us. Plowboys
together?
Not yet. Plowboys involved a bale of hay being on fire while he lost his virginity on top of a Trans Am with his girlfriend's brother watching.
No, I said that my buddy was the cousin of this girl. He was not the one that watched. I wanted to make sure.
There was a watcher in the woods.
Yes.
And was there not a bale of hay and a barn on fire?
Yes.
And were you not on top of a sports car or a Camry?
Certainly not on top of it. Yeah, because it's one of those weird shaped cars where it's a small front end, small engine block area.
Sure.
And I had a lot of stuff in my car. I think it was like homecoming week or something. So I had a few items in my backseat.
We have the audio here just to give you a taste of what.
Okay. Go ahead and hit
the
lever.
I want to get my bang on. So we ended up having sex on the hood of my car while my buddy watched in the bushes and was cheering me on, kind of similar to maybe like a Rose Bowl situation. You know, the final drive, you got Sonny Michelle coming in there.
Sure.
They're just getting that extra motivation. You're the man, DA. Well, at that time, I had nothing on but tube socks because it was a little cold.
So I'm on top
of my car with tube socks.
So it did look a little odd.
So that extra motivation was needed. It was a little chilly.
Questions from the audience inside SGL Podcast.
What did the guy that you were with think when someone else from the woods is cheering you on?
The cousin of the girl?
Oh, there was a girl involved.
Though. He's implying you were banging a dude.
Oh, no, it wasn't. No. That's later on, you know, when I started the show.
Well, what did the girl think when there's someone in the woods cheering you on?
Yeah, what did she think, Plowhawk?
You know, I think at the time she just, you know...
rolled with it.
And just said, hey, we're in here now. We're doing it, so
let's we're just in here, but it. You're on top of a Camry.
Right. Okay.
And so, but didn't you say a bale of hay caught on fire, which then led to
a barn catching on fire? Was that unrelated, or was that all part of the
same
deal?
No, this was before.
Deal.
It was just something that, like...
So it's an aphrodisiac in Canton when barns burn.
These barn fires, this is serious stuff.
Well, Canton in the high school is different than, like, the St. Louis city, county. I mean... We don't go to people's houses. We go to people's, like, farmhouses. You know, they have sheds, barns there, open landscape, you know, not a lot of people around. So that's like a perfect, you know, party, relax atmosphere. And so we're out there. You build fires, and then, like, you sit around them and hang out and talk or whatnot. And so we're sitting on bales of hay. The fire got out of control.
In the barn proper.
No, we're outside at the time, but right next to a old barn. It was really not used for anything in particular. It was pretty old. But it caught fire quick after the bale. Yes.
So there's a burning barn. And
well,
then all of a
again,
sudden,
before the, this
that
is all
crazy
before.
Guitar music plays, and you look at that lady, oh, and that you banjo? Knew it was on.
The local fire department, very local, one of those volunteer type fire department situations where they have other jobs. I think one of them was a plumber or construction worker. So these guys don't, you know, they don't really have the want to. So they come out and, you know, my buddies know them. They're friends. Their dads are friends. So they put out the fire. They get it all taken care of.
So the fire was taken care of, and then you had relations.
Yes.
With this
like
woman.
I said, the fire was before this. It wasn't like during
and
this.
And this is how you lost your virginity?
Yes.
I have to tell you, though, and I think most would agree, usually the first time is.
Well, it didn't last long.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
So you're
saying
only on the Camry for a hot minute.
I mean, it probably took me longer to try to. You know,
okay.
Do it rather than it was to actually do it.
Did you dent the car? Two people rolling around with a car.
I mean, there was
damage to the car.
I mean, it was an old car. There were dents there previously, or not on top of the car, but there were dents around the car, so it wasn't in great shape. So the hood took a hit, but
yeah, I bet it did.
Most people would have went into the car.
Well, I said there was stuff in there. It was a small car, so they're like the back seat would. I don't even know if it would have accommodated two people in that way without. Like half of your body hanging out of it.
Is there like a national coalition of Caucasian people? Because you would be president.
I don't know, but I'd certainly put my name in the hat.
Right. Plowsy, I made my mark long ago when the emailers were good. Coincidentally enough, it was when the producers were good as well. Thank you. That's from Justin.
That probably is true. I did not work when he emailed. And so
you can take shots at anybody you want, but not Sea Monster. Yeah.
That's going too far there.
Iggy and Plowhawk draw the line on behalf of their brother, the Sea Monster.
International Brotherhood of Nitwits.
Separate union.
Part of that.
Oh, yeah, we are not IBON.
You have your own union?
I don't know if we've made one yet.
All right. Iggy, you wouldn't know S about sex in cars because you sit in the front seat, you creep. That's from Ray King. Very accurate.
I don't know that that's fair.
Well, I'm not banging my taxi driver.
Well, it seems you're closer to doing that by sitting in the front and striking up some sort of friendship with him.
Have you ever been attracted to the cabbie?
I haven't taken a cab in so long.
I haven't either. I'm uncomfortable in cabs.
The CAT, the National Caucus Council, already exists. It's called the GOP. Thank you. That comes from the 618. I would vote for the Plowsy for the Caucus president. Not sure I'm eligible to vote, though. Thanks. That's from Manchild 79.
His BBC text was very underrated the other day, and I thought
you feel like we need to call attention to that.
That was just, I know.
Doug, let's celebrate Manchild 79's BBC text.
What did I mean? We had to get into it. I'm just saying it was very underappreciated, so I'm just giving him a shout out for that one. It was good.
When I lost my virginity, it was over before my butt could even feel it. From the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Christmas. I'm going to suspend him for that. Hipster of Tower Grove South just got himself suspended. Oh, coincidentally, he was the last person suspended yesterday, so it's two in a row. And he'll serve a suspension to last a period of 2 days' time. I'm writing it into a leather-bound suspension logule, sponsored by the wonderful folks at Hot Shot.
Great people there.
There are 11 locations. There's one near you.
Hey, we're going to be at Maggie O'Brien's tomorrow. Now you're going, oh, Maggie O'Brien's, Union Station's next to us. There is a new Maggie O'Brien's location. Man, I like that Eddie McVeigh. And Eddie McVeigh is opening up where O'Leary's in Sunset Hills used to be. It is now Maggie O'Brien's. They're already St. Louis's favorite Irish pub and restaurant. However, our pal Eddie McVeigh is tired of having to double dog dare Doug to drive down to the corner of Market and 20th.
I went there.
Eddie is upping the ante and opening a new location right in Doug's backyard. The new
Just
Maggie
for
O'Brien.
Doug.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that is close.
The new Maggie O'Brien's is in Sunset Hills at 3828 South Lindbergh, where O'Leary's was for years. And this restaurant will be the best sequel we've seen since Godfather Part 2, Jack.
Nice.
Maggie's in Sunset Hills has a soft opening tomorrow. And 590, the Fan is broadcasting live all day, starting with the Ryan Kelly Morning After. If a listener buys breakfast or lunch at the new Maggie's during our broadcast on Friday, they're entered in for a chance to win a two-night stay at Hollywood Casino just by writing their email address on the back of their receipt. So come on by tomorrow. And, yeah, the water is supposed to be warm.
Did you get your invitation from Doug? Doug invited me to stay over at his house tonight. So he got a morning, and he said, bring your jammies. I assumed he invited the whole crew.
No.
That was a nice offer. I'm going to do it.
I've pulled the invitation.
Why? Oh, because I told everyone else he just wanted me there.
Yeah, well, there's not enough room for you.
You wear slippers?
Not usually. If I have to go outside, if I'm in my PJs and I got to go outside to get the paper or something.
I wear slippers now. That's another sign that you are old because...
I do too. I got hardwood blessed and it gets a little chilly, so...
But you're young. When I was younger, I never had slippers. I always thought they were stupid and now I love wearing slippers in the house because they're so darn toasty. How about you, Iggy? You got slippers?
No, I never wear shoes in my house.
Fair enough.
Or socks.
You take your shoes off to avoid getting stuff on the carpet?
No, I just enjoy walking around with no shoes on.
You put sand down so you're like at Hedo? That would be a nice thing, maybe in one of your rooms.
No, I have carpet, so it wouldn't work.
You could put sand right on top of the carpet. Holds it right in place.
It really helps to take your shoes off every time you go into the house. When I shampoo our carpet, I got a little machine that shampoos it every time.
You'd be
stunned at what comes out of that carpet. It's just like black water.
We have hardwood, and we are forced to take our shoes off in the house. That's the boss. My wife. I am
you
not
can't
the
even
boss
walk
of
on the hardwood.
No, we don't. We take our shoes off.
Well,
not my decision.
No.
Many decisions in my household are made without my approval.
That's why you need the slippers.
They're just warm and comfortable.
Yeah.
For an old guy.
Okay.
Hey, that reminds me. I need to get my, because with a four-month-old, some things get spilled. Might be surprising to hear.
Oh, get a sippy cup.
No, not at sippy cup stage yet. So I need to get the couch. What do they call it when they clean a couch? Is it upholstered or is that a separate thing?
You reupholster a couch.
I don't want to reupholster. I just need clean.
Yeah, you get clean.
I think they call that cleaning the couch.
I don't understand.
Ran out of rug doctor.
Rug doctor.
I don't have to do that. I just need to.
Well, then you can rent out a little pool boy to do it for you.
And so anyway, if somebody has like a whatever couches. Would they be couch? Are there couch cleaning companies, or would it be a carpet cleaning company that does couches? Nurse?
Yeah, I wouldn't have a. I wouldn't use like one of those. You can rent them from like the grocery store.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you can't have that.
I can't do that because that would require like lifting moving.
But that's still, there's still
once you wear the white
filthy.
Tux at St. Louis U High, Doug, that's over. Those
but
days
they're,
are over.
They're Here's fine for the floors. I think you got to call a company that will clean your couches.
I think you just look for an upholstery cleaning company.
Yeah, is that it?
One right on Manchester.
What's the name of it, bro?
Woodard Cleaning and Restoration. They have great reviews. 4.5 out of 5 stars. 31 reviews.
Plowhawk, you're on it.
One of the first jobs I ever had was working for Woodard Rug.
9308 Manchester. Mm-hmm.
You clean couches, bro?
No, I didn't rugs, usually. Mm. I was on the delivery team where we'd drive around and pick up rugs and bring them back to the...
Nice.
But yeah, it was a fantastic summer job.
I would imagine, too, if you're trying to get rid of evidence, Iggy... a company like that would be very helpful.
Yeah, they do great work. They've been around a long time.
I just got a question for questions from the audience, and since we won't be recording one for another week, it just was submitted to me today. 7:48 a.m. is the time I received it. Boys, my girlfriend and I have been dating for about 4 months. Recently, she was in Mexico for a friend's wedding and ended up skinny dipping with some female friends and a few male friends from college. She was really upfront and apologetic about the whole thing and told me nothing happened, which I believe, but my instinct is to still end the relationship. To me, it's borderline cheating, but maybe I'm just being a prude and thinking about it the wrong way. What would you guys do? Thanks. That comes from the Denver Iggy Lemming. Iggy, how do you handle this?
Yeah, you're being a prude.
I have to say, that's kind of, I don't know if I would say you're being a prude, but I wouldn't end the relationship. Yeah. That wouldn't even cross my mind.
You're upset because
but then again,
went skinny
I'm a
dipping?
Sexual deviant that's pro human nature.
Are you?
I mean, you're in Mexico. Maybe it was a topless beach. Maybe it was a nude beach. There's nude beaches in every island and country you go to. You can find one. Maybe they all decided to go into the ocean naked. Now, why did you let her go on a trip with girlfriends and guy friends?
What are you, Ike Turner? Why couldn't she go on a trip?
Well, they're not married.
Well, he said she with girlfriends and some male friends. Well, what kind of trip was this that you weren't invited, that she just went with dudes who happened to be friends? You would have think you were okay with that before they went. So you shouldn't be upset because they went frolicking in the ocean.
No, Plowhawk, you're kind of a cuck specialist. How do you...
So paint this picture again for me.
They went to Mexico.
Okay.
My girls, few guys. Some girls, few guys.
They went skinny dipping.
They went skinny dipping.
She said nothing happened. But this guy still wants to end the relationship because he considers it borderline cheating. Maybe I'm just being a prude, he writes, and thinking about it the wrong way. What would you guys do?
I wouldn't. It all depends on the love meter there. If you're wanting to marry this chick, you take her for her word until you catch her doing something inappropriate. I don't know, skinny dipping probably a little borderline for a relationship, but if she didn't cheat sexually, I think you give her another chance.
I think if she told him that she went skinny dipping, she probably didn't cheat. Otherwise, she wouldn't even bring it up, right?
Agree. Great point, Doug.
Nice level.
Good.
Nice analysis. You're calling out cards, baby. You're calling out cards.
All right.
They've only been dating 4 months. Destination weddings are planned way further out than that. That's from the 314.
Okay. Thanks for that little societal tip. I don't know what that had to do with it either.
Guys, how could relationship advice from Iggy possibly go wrong? Thanks, that's from the catfish. Iggy, you idiot. They were at a wedding. That's why he wasn't there, because he is her new boyfriend and probably wasn't invited. That's from the ball boy bandit.
I missed the wedding part. I was tuning out from the beginning of the text, I guess.
If you really think this is someone you're serious about, and you hear that they jumped into the ocean without their clothes on, and that's going to end the relationship, then it was probably pretty fragile to begin with.
Yeah, and you might have some, and I don't know this guy, and I don't want, he said he may have overreacted, so I know he probably didn't have any self-esteem issue, but if you do end a relationship by that, maybe you got to look inward.
Yeah, it would
Paul,
be.
Paul, I think that's a nice analysis.
You know, it would be something else later.
I have to tell you, I think I'm picturing the situation, I'm going, I'd ask questions because it sounds kind of hot to me. It sounds kind of hot. Bunch of broads naked in the ocean.
Yeah, it sounds like I'd speed up that relationship rather than ending it.
Yeah, it sounds like there might be a potential for what we call sapphic play. Sapphic play. This dude made his lady stare at one of those BBCs and now no longer wants his little boy stick. I didn't take that from the email. I didn't get that at all from the email.
I don't really enjoy swimming in the ocean. I'll walk in it. I don't like to. I feel like I'm bait if I'm out there swimming in the ocean.
You ever been bitten by a?
No, I really haven't.
Stingray?
Thank you.
No, I haven't been, but I've seen them in the water near me and scared me.
How about a jellyfish in the unmentionables?
The pool's just like 100 yards away back there at the hotel. I'd rather go in there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't mind walking in it a little bit, but I don't want to swim, 100 feet out.
What about body surfing, bro?
Good question.
I've done that.
It's fun.
Maybe get
a boogie board?
I don't really need a boogie board.
Well, you do with your kids. Your kid probably, your son, they probably boogie board it.
You feel like you have to when you're there. You've spent the money, you've got the time, you're committed to do it a little bit. I'm just a little uneasy swimming in the ocean because I feel like bait.
Do you like sitting around on the beach and just taking in the relaxation?
Love that, yeah.
Hey, clowns, you're overlooking that there were also naked dudes with her. She touched one of their lives for sure.
You don't know
cheated
that.
Dumper. Is that a term when for a gentleman's parts, lives? I haven't heard that. Plowhawk, is that something that the tykes are saying?
I haven't.
Nurse?
I haven't heard that, and to me, you're throwing out accusations that may or may not be true. I think ending what could be a very long, fruitful relationship over something this frivolous, I think
is a little...
If he
really loved the girl, he wouldn't even worry about this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe they should break up then if he feels this way.
Guys, this girl sounds like a hooker. This guy needs to ghost her. Doug, you're a skinny dick. Ghost her. Nikki Parm.
Maybe I'm off base here.
She was on vacation or a trip, at least, without him anyway. Normally, if she goes into the ocean, she's probably wearing something very skimpy, a bikini or something. So now with just out that two little pieces of cloth, that's going to end your relationship?
Here's the thing about love.
I don't think so.
Love is higher than a mountain. Love is thicker than water.
Ooh-hoo.
Maybe she was just having cake by the ocean.
Could well have had cake.
And just send us pictures from that trip, and we'll decide if you should dump her or not.
That's the Denver Iggy Lemming. How about that, Iggy? Tim, what are your thoughts on Kiss of Sin signing a 25-film contract with Jules Jordan? I have to tell you, I was not aware of that. Iggy, are you aware of that?
I wasn't. I didn't know anybody signed 25 movie contracts.
What are you talking about?
Kiss of Sins?
Who's she play for?
She's the wife of Johnny Sins, and she's only shot movies, films? You say films?
I never say films.
With her husband, and I guess if she's signed a 25-film contract that maybe she's now branching out. I don't know. I feel like I need to do some diligence on this.
They still shoot movies and film?
I think so.
I mean, you can make video look just like film.
I don't know, but that's a good move to work with Jules Jordan. That's a good move on her part.
He's the Spielberg of the Valley.
That'll get her a couple AVNs.
AVNs?
And then
is
she'll
Biff
be
going
set
AVNs?
For life.
I didn't even check.
He was going to go out there with that. What's the girl's name? Gentle.
Well, she lives there.
Right.
It would have been bad for us because I would have had to put our affiliation on his thing. And if he goes out there and makes
Doug, this show can't afford to look bad in front of the people at the AVNs.
Oh, heavens.
Well, they're already upset because of last year. We got 7 of them and nobody showed up. So...
Biff knows what he's doing.
So I don't know how that would work if he was out there with 590 morning after credentials on, not knowing what he's doing and making a fool of himself.
I see
it's
going viral. Whether that be a good or bad thing, I could see us definitely hitting TMZ or something.
Because I really don't think he knows any of the porn stars other than Jesse Jane.
But I'll hack
so
on.
I don't know
well,
how
did
he would
perform when you interviewed Tori Black. Now I saw the interview.
Pretty much sat there.
It seemed like he just sat there.
Yeah, he didn't. He would throw in a couple of really made no sense questions.
Mm-hmm. How did Tori handle it? Was she creeped out?
No, she was fine. She had fun. It's good to see she's getting back in the business now.
Yeah, it is.
When we interviewed her.
that mean the legitimate job fell apart?
No, she was directing and just featuring, and now she, because she had retired also, now she's back doing movies, so. So I really don't know if he knows any of these porn stars where, hey, that's, we got to go talk to her, but
right.
He wouldn't know what to do. So it'd be kind of a waste, actually.
He'd interview them all. I could see him at the red carpet pulling
aside
each individual.
Why don't you go with
individual.
Him, Iggy? Yeah, he'll pick up the tab.
Well, I wasn't going to ask that. Pay for my airfare, hotel, and meals, and I'll get your credential.
What? It seems like a fair deal.
Yeah, he'd probably go for that.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, that is
idiot.
True. He'd probably do that now.
Yeah. Yes.
Still a couple weeks away. How do we get that done? For real? You would do that. You'd go out to Vegas for the weekend, right?
Can I get the time off?
Beats me. I'm not in charge.
I know. That's
you'd be working.
Yeah, exactly. Doug, thank you.
You're covering news.
Yeah, let me check.
Yeah, you're our filth correspondent.
You got something better going on than the weekend
month,
in
isn't
Vegas?
It? Isn't it the end of the month? It's usually right around Super
Doug,
Bowl.
Doug, when is the AVN?
I have no clue.
Guys, in response to the question about the skinny dipping girlfriend, given the nature of the demographics of the listeners of this show, homeboy probably couldn't find another girlfriend. Keep that one on the hook until she practically kills you, then consider a breakup. Thanks. That's from Kevin's brother, Jack Demoff.
Yeah, it's not bad advice.
I'm with that, dude. And the AVN's 24th through the 27th of January.
Wow.
Yeah, sure. They need 3 days to do that.
Well, the best part is before the AVN Awards, the expo, where you just go booth to booth and talk to them all.
Boy, I bet there's no creeps walking around that place.
Yeah, there's
my
a
God,
of...
that's what I want to go. I just want to go not to see the porn star,
have
but
you been
to see the guy's jaw.
I've been to the AVN Awards. Now, I've never been to the expo. That whole thing.
No.
Two years ago, and I feel really blessed by this, Plowhawk, and this is where you should be envious of me. We were staying at the Hard Rock, and Caden was there, and I hadn't seen Caden in a couple of years. And I texted her. I said, are you around? She said, yeah, we're actually having dinner at the Hard Rock. And I said, hey, we're staying at the Hard Rock. She goes, oh, my God, you guys got to come down and see us. She was having dinner with her and her, I don't know if they're married or not, but her gentleman lover, Plowboys guy, Manuel Ferrara.
Yep.
And their daughter, who was there as well, like who's, I think at the time, was two. And Caden said, you ought to come over to the expo tomorrow. And I'm going, ah. And then Manuel said, let me give you my number and I'll get you in. And I thought to myself, I really, for as big of a deviant as I am, I have no interest in walking around the floor of a convention center.
You'd have to put a bag and over you're your talking head, the, wouldn't you? You couldn't be spotted
think of
there.
This. You're talking the creep meter for the guys, for the females. Just think about Manuel standing there and you got a guy, I don't know, a 24-year-old guy, maybe a 60-year-old guy telling you how great he looked in that scene with... That would be so awkward. Yeah, and they're looking down at your package.
I picture 5,000 guys extolling the virtues of sitting in the front seat of a cab.
No, it seems like right there you're doing a callback to Iggy. That's what it seemed like.
Well, the texter's right. There is a ton of creeps. If you go to AVN's website and look at the pictures. Oh,
I bet it's some of the best people watching you could ever.
I would agree. So again, I'm really an advocate of you and Biff and Gentle being our correspondents for
this. I'd be working. I'd be doing interviews. I wouldn't be gawking.
Sure.
Can I get an autograph? Can you sign this copy of
You're above it.
No Holes Barred?
You're a journalist.
You would be gawking.
I don't know. For the content, I think you should have Biff go get autographs from girls.
We haven't heard from Biff.
He called last week with a quick poem, didn't he?
Did he?
I've never met Dillian Harper.
He texted one in.
Never met Dillian Harper, so I would love to know.
Doug, he has never met Dillian Harper.
Bryce's brother?
Could be related. So I'd love to meet her. And I haven't met Lana. Talk to her all the time and text her, but I haven't ever met her.
You do stay in touch with her quite a bit.
Yeah, I do.
Call her kiddo.
Maybe Miss Sciatica, you could run into her there, too.
I wonder if she'll be there.
Not with her leg.
Yeah, she needs the money. I'm sure she'll be there.
The glee in Tim's voice when he gets to punt management questions is delightful. Thank you. That's from Timmy Tom-Tom. Timmy Tom-Tom with a tight, tight read. If you want a successful relationship, tell this boner to go out and get some strange and he'll never look back. Thanks. Guys, I banged that guy's girlfriend in the ocean in Mexico last week. All right, we got a break. Derek Gould, 8:30. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart in the 9 o'clock hour. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.